The former MLA, Ross Hussey, has also been looking at this story and trying to help Mr. Burke. And Sam McBride, the political editor of the newsletter, has been listening to this. Morning to you, Ross.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Sam.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. Ross, what are your thoughts around this morning?
Well, obviously, I've been aware of this for quite a while. I've been working with Gregory, and a very honourable man he is. This whole situation really nearly broke the man. He went to the Ombudsman looking for support. The Ombudsman issued a report where he is vindicated. He is told these people were wrong. We're sorry, have to pay £500, which is a paltry figure. And then whenever he goes back to the Charity Commission and the Department and references the report, all hell breaks loose. He didn't issue the report to me. He didn't issue the report to you. He just referenced it. So, I mean, this is a hammer to crack a nut. This is a totally inappropriate response by the Ombudsman. And if I were still in the MLA and we had an assembly, there would be questions asked in the House and there would be letters going off to the Ombudsman. I'm appalled.
Sam McBride, your thoughts?
I think certainly based on what you have covered this morning, it seems like a pretty disproportionate response to this individual. I mean, there's an issue of natural justice here. If something inaccurate is said about you, you have a right to try to clear your name. If your name deserves to be cleared, that does seem to be the case here. If you're then prevented from publicly doing that and protecting your reputation, that seems difficult to defend, particularly in these circumstances. As you've highlighted, the whole issue of contempt, the whole issue of prejudice in this case, where a civil case with a judge sitting on his own, I mean, the orthodox understanding of law there is that really it's very difficult to prejudice a judge. These are very experienced people. These are people who are trained to sit outside of their mind anything which happens outside the courtroom. They decide the case based on what is said in front of them. And actually, far from this document being something which could prejudice a case, and I don't know anything about the case, but whatever the case is, you would think that if there's any relevance to the case, this is the sort of thing that potentially might be of assistance to the court, and actually it might be the sort of thing that you'd want to draw to the attention of the judge, even if he then decides that it's irrelevant. So, I mean, it's very difficult, based on what we know about this case, to see that this is a proportionate response to what this individual was trying to do here.
And just to because I'm sure some people, you know, they're maybe not across how legal cases are held and the laws around them, Sam. So just basically, look, if there are any cases where there is a jury, okay, then you cannot talk about that case basically at all, bare reporting the fact that the case is happening, because the law says, look, ordinary members of the public who make up that jury may be influenced, so don't talk about details of the case, don't influence them, and then that will protect the integrity of their decision, because the only evidence that they're making their decision upon is what they hear in court, right? However, when some cases are held without a jury, and this is very important in this story, when it is a judge only, then the conventional norm is for everyone in society to presume that a judge cannot be influenced. They know the law. They know what they should and shouldn't take into account before they make a decision. So it is seen to be incredibly difficult. I know of no case in the 20-odd years I've been doing journalism where anybody's found that a judge could be prejudiced if they're sitting on their own. So how come the Public Services Ombudsman is talking about contempt here, Sam? Where's it coming from? In her reasoning to then threaten this guy with all legal costs incurred by her office.
It's very difficult to understand. And it's two issues here. She's threatening him with saying that the issue here is that it might prejudice a civil court action in front of a single judge, but also then saying that could be contempt. Now, contempt is a criminal offence. It's not just, as you've highlighted rightly, that this individual was potentially facing a huge legal bill, which anybody would struggle to pay, perhaps. But you're actually looking at a situation where if this went to court, it would be a criminal matter. So you'd have a situation where this is being treated alongside very serious offences. So this is not a minor procedural issue. This is very, very serious. And I think it's important for context here. I mean, I've been in the position of taking complaints to Marie Anderson, not in her current role, but in her past position where she policed the FOI legislation in Northern Ireland. And I have to say that on those occasions, I find her to be very professional, very robust with authority, in the sort of way that you want somebody in those positions to be pretty firm. So I think we are rightly focusing a lot on what she has done in this case, and it seems very difficult to justify to me what she has done here. But certainly my experience of her is that she did act in a very professional and a very rigorous way in her past role. But that should not exempt her from questions as to what has happened here.
And I my eye is drawn, just finally. My eye is drawn to the letter she sends Mr. Burke, in which she says, "I request that you cease further unlawful disclosures of my report." Who determined that they were unlawful? Unlawful disclosures is a statement of fact. You have broken the law. As far as I can see from my reading around this case, it is for a court to decide what is lawful or unlawful, and I can't find, Sam, where the Ombudsman has the definite power to find that something is unlawful.
Well, in the legislation which set up the Ombudsman, it actually makes clear that when it comes to this issue of contempt, it's not for the Ombudsman to decide that. They would essentially certify this to the High Court. The High Court would then look at the facts of the case, and you would essentially have a mini court hearing as to whether this had actually happened or not. So it would be an issue of her putting forward her argument that it had happened, and somebody else, the defendant here, saying that it hadn't. I think, I mean, there are obviously circumstances, as you and your listeners will know, where it is appropriate for people not to be transparent, where things have to be kept, where it involves minors, where it involves sexual offences, where there are certain very particular instances where it is right and it's in the public interest that we do not know what happens in some of these circumstances. But I think the bar to that should be very high. There should always be a predisposition towards disclosure, towards transparency. Transparency is a disinfectant in public life. It deters bad behaviour. If people know that they are going to be publicly exposed if they get something wrong or if they act inappropriately, that's a very important thing to have. And I think that in a situation like this, where there seems to be a pretty flimsy reason as to why this report wasn't being published in the first place, and then with the second issue of somebody who's trying to get it out into the public domain being threatened in a very heavy-handed way, I think that ought to be pretty concerning to people in Northern Ireland.
OK. Sam McBride and Ross Hussey, thank you very much again. I would just leave one further question for the Ombudsman, Marie Anderson. And I would put this in publicly to the public Ombudsman this morning. Do you stand over your assertion to this citizen that what he did was unlawful? Are you saying you have the solitary power, the exclusive power, for you to determine that what he has done has been unlawful? Because that's what you told him. You told him that he had committed unlawful disclosures of your report. Do you stand over that, or do you apologise to this citizen for stating something that you did not have the power to determine? And we will let you know if the Ombudsman replies to that question tomorrow on the show, or indeed today if they get back to us.